My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin works on his internet scammer Agnes to come clean and to get to the truth of all her actions. And how can we forget about the man in the white room? So listen and enjoy!
She goes, well, I never lived in the orphanage. I live in an apartment near the orphanage that I rented and stay with Michael, and the orphanage pays for half, and I also pay the other half. Now that's the truth. I go, then why couldn't I have the computer delivered to your apartment? It would have been so much easier. Because remember, originally she wanted me to have the computer.
She would not give you a street address.
Right. She wanted me to have it delivered to some P.O. box.
She really wanted the computer that bad, wouldn't you think she wanted to have it delivered to her home?
Well, I had to go to Ghana to give it to her, but she never showed. So my driver got it.
But still, I mean, if you really, you know.
Some other Jewish bastard
now,
came
now
off the plane got
rolled. Is on that African motherfucker remembers everything.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. If he fucking smoked weed, I wouldn't be having this conversation.
It's going to
be a big
memory.
Fucking payday for you, man. It's a lot of work.
For me or for her?
For you. For her.
For both of us.
I know. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
She goes, yeah, it would have, but I would have to pay before I receive, in which I can't afford. I go, I told you, I was paying for everything. We have spent hours in this relationship over months. My life is completely different than when we met. You are a big reason why. I need to know everything, even if I will find it painful. So now I'm starting to, hey, my life is different because of you. All these things are happening
because
these people kill themselves.
Yes.
The real victims, they lose everything. They kill themselves. So now we're starting to call the bullshit, putting a little bit of pressure on her now.
Yeah, it's like, you do understand that you have changed my life and that you are causing me grief when you're not being honest with me. So please, I'm giving you the opportunity.
I'm such a saint
that way. To be honest.
Mm.
She goes, well, babe, have to pay my utility, babes, and my money is also finished. It has made me really desperate. I don't know what else to do. It's really getting to me. I go, I understand. I want to help you. I will help you. But I just have a nagging feeling in the back of my mind.
Mm.
What kind of feeling, babe, she says. Please don't affect it. I apologize if I have made you feel bad. I go, I have to go. I need to get in the shower. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Ooh.
She goes, okay, babe. I go, I guess just think about your scene that you were writing. I have stuff to think about, too.
Ooh.
Oh, don't piss her off. I want to see what she writes.
She goes, thanks for everything. I hope you've not been affected with my problems. I apologize if I have hurt you in any way, she says. Babe, I love you. I just need to know who exactly I fell in love with.
Oh, wow, nice.
Okay, babe. It's the same old me. I will never change. I have a feeling you might.
I think there's been a team of yous writing this bullshit.
She goes, I still love you. I go, okay. I need to be alone with my thoughts. If there's anything else that you have not been honest with me about,
like
please
the guy masturbating in the white room.
That was him.
That was him.
Type of one hand cranking it up.
In a white room with a heart on.
And a black African.
black African.
I go, if there's anything else that you have not been honest with me about, then please tell me tomorrow, and I will move on and help you and work with you. After that, if it turns out things are not what they seem, then I will have to end this. I can't have a relationship with secrets and half-truths. I hope you understand.
So she does.
Now, see what I'm doing here? Now, if I did this in the beginning, it would have been, see ya!
Bye.
4 fucking months in.
She's
now
like, I am getting some money out of this person.
Now it's me. Now we've changed it where she's chasing me. Because
yeah.
What the relationship they always have, it is the schmuck in America or some Western country who is chasing them,
yeah.
Wants them. I am fucking switching the game around. Now she needs to backpedal to keep my ass.
Right, you got a writing porn for Christ's sakes.
But Joe, there's much more to me than porn writing.
I see that. You're worth the chase.
I certainly am.
Joe is mellowing on you.
Yeah.
She goes, thanks, babe, for understanding. Love you more than you can imagine. You've changed my life completely since we met, and I can't afford to let you go. Ain't that the fucking trip?
I can't afford to
That's
let
fucking
you go.
Great.
You changed my life completely.
I certainly
have. I can't afford.
Yeah. You know what? I can't afford to let this payday not happen.
Love you with all my heart. Now, you know how we usually end these things. Love you more.
Yeah.
Bunch of hearts. I go, okay. Thanks.
Oh,
I gotta go. I have a lot to think about. Tomorrow's an important day in the rest of my life.
Oh.
She goes, yeah, babe, I understand. Okay, take care of yourself. You too. Thanks. So I've laid a lot on you. I want some feedback.
I think that this is really great because she's getting nervous. She's like, oh, I fucked it up. I'm so close to the payday with this guy, and I fucked it up. This is great.
You like what I did?
Yeah.
Joe, any thoughts?
Yeah, give her a lot to think about. You know,
yeah.
Got her on the ropes.
You like, but you see, I told you, I'm layering this now.
I know.
I'm adding depth to the story. And now I'm starting to slowly fucking spin it around. I've revealed that I'm starting to lose it a little bit.
Yep.
I was drunk a week ago, but she didn't fucking pick up on that. That, like, my whole life has changed because of her.
Yeah.
And now these lies, that really shakes me.
Yeah. Well, now, the other thing is, though, that she doesn't seem, at least in the past, she doesn't seem to take well to when you start getting weak. She's like, she writes to you like things like, suck it up, be a man, you know, like in the past.
I haven't shown too much weakness yet.
No, I'm no. Just but I'm just show, saying that in the past.
Just show, but this. But if there are more weaknesses, now the weaknesses are caused by her.
Yeah.
The weaknesses are not caused by my wife. Or anything else. This is all on her, which is what happens in real life with these people.
Yeah, it does.
People. These fucking people who are weak to begin with.
Yeah, and lonely.
And, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they are pushed to the brink.
Yeah.
Slowly, I am starting to lose it.
They invest so much in the fake relationship, but they think it's real.
And it's a shame where it gets to the point where you are on the brink. You're going to her that you're on the brink of losing it, and she's just looking at it as... I'm going to lose this guy I could scam.
Yeah.
Not that you've driven another person.
No, I'm sure there's more. Here's my Friday. Okay, I'm tired. She goes, all right, this is Friday. Hi, babe, I was here, but did not see you. I wanted us to solve the misunderstanding that we had so we can continue with our love life. I have to go out with a friend so we can get some stuff for the orphanage. I'll be back in an hour's time, and I hope you'll be online so we can talk and continue with the script. I have some new ideas I want to share with you. Hope you are doing well and everything is okay and going well. Going well with you. Love you so much that I felt really bad that you were angry with me. Had a hard time sleeping because of this and feel slightly under the weather. But nevertheless, I will be back so we can talk. Love you with all my heart. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care of yourself and remember, always love you. Now, in the past, when there would be like a Facebook message waiting for me,
yeah,
I would respond back.
Right.
I did not respond.
I also want to point out that she is really hitting you hard with the love.
She certainly
the
is.
Love. I've never heard so much love in the.
Well, you're married. Why would you?
I know.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.